It was no surprise that 33-year-old Sebastian Kurz and his right-of-center People's Party, or ÖVP, would score big in Sunday's election. For months, his reformed Conservative Party had been polling safely above 30%, despite losing a vote of confidence in Parliament back in May. The young chancellor's former coalition partners, the far-right Freedom Party, or FPÖ, was caught up in a number of corruption scandals that many thought would hurt Kurz himself. They were wrong. His party claimed over 38% of the preliminary votes.
We're very thankful and more than happy. The results are better than we expected. It's a big responsibility, and we will pay tribute to that. We exceeded our election target. I'm speechless, and I have to digest these results.
Also unsurprising was how much the FPÖ would be hurt by these scandals, losing nearly 10% of the votes they got back in 2017. The party's new chairman, Norbert Höfer, said they'd prefer to focus on the opposition and reforming themselves rather than joining any possible new government coalition talks.
I believe that the election result is not a mandate to enter into coalition talks. We are preparing for being the opposition, even if there will be very, very difficult and lengthy government negotiations.
I think the reason for this was a little bit related to the turnout of FPÖ voters.
Julia Parthe-Müller at the Vienna Center for Electoral Research says the far-right ideology of the FPÖ is still there, but faith in the party has been lost.
People who are critical of immigration, they are still there. They have not changed their mind, they have not become more pro-immigration, but they did not feel so encouraged to turn out in this particular election. FPÖ lost many voters towards the camp of non-voters.
The Social Democrats, who have run Austria with the ÖVP in a grand coalition for a total of 44 years, also suffered setbacks. They still managed to cling on to second place, but brought in the lowest number of votes in the party's history with 22%. The issue of climate change proved strong and helped put Austria's Green Party back into parliament with 14%. And the relatively new liberal Neos also managed to clinch a few more parliamentary seats. But which one will become part of Austria's next government?
The most likely coalition seems to be a coalition of ÖVP and Greens.
Yet the two parties are ideologically very different, so negotiations will be tough.
Economically, the ÖVP is liberal, they want to cut taxes. The Greens rather want to gather new taxes, like a carbon tax. Culturally, especially the ÖVP under Kurz has been taking a very critical stance towards immigration. The Greens are the party who's most positive towards immigration. It will not be easy to find compromise.
Green leader Werner Kugel has also said that they would need to see radical change from any right-wing policies of the ÖVP to pursue any coalition talks with them. A return to a grand coalition with the Social Democrats is also unlikely, says Paul Ronsheimer, who has written the biography on Sebastian Kurz.
Looking back in 2017, Sebastian Kurz came also into power because he promised a change after so many years of a big coalition. So for him, it would be very difficult to explain to his voters why he would go back to the Social Democrats.
Yet Kurz might not be left with many options, says Parthe-Müller.
As the negotiations with the Greens might be very difficult and FPÖ seems to go to opposition, it might be not a coalition of love but of convenience to go back to your old partner.
Surely a bitter pill to swallow for many Kurz supporters, but if no coalition can be negotiated, Austrians could find themselves yet again back at the polls for the third time in as many years. Natalie Carney for DW in Vienna, Austria.